I was going to do that.
Check is rolling. Fun phone, production number 69. That was your miserable stinking life. Here we go. What a workout. Am I tired?
Yeah, I never knew playing on swings and slides in the park could wear us out so fast.
And you, of all people, you acted just like a kid when you went down that slide. You know, I don't know too many people your age that yell, "Mommy!" when they slide down a 7-foot slide.
At least I didn't cry when I fell off the swing like you did, Stu.
Hardy, har, har. I just happened to fall on my head and it hurt.
How could it? There's nothing to hurt.
How'd you like to smell my undershorts now, Jeffy?
Speaking of undershorts, shouldn't we take a shower before we leave?
No, but I do have to go to the can, though. We can take a swim when we get back home.
Hold it, Stu. I'll go to the John with you.
Gee, Jeffy, I never knew you cared.
Boy, the Board of Health should condemn this bathroom. What a mess.
Oh, boy, does that feel good. Boy, if I hadn't gone just now, my back teeth would have been flowing.
Stu, look next to you. There's a suspicious-looking character holding some kind of notebook.
Where?
Don't turn around!
Jeffy, how can I look if I don't turn around?
Okay, but hurry.
Hi there.
Hello.
Don't you recognize me?
Hey! You're...
That's right. I'm...
Ralph Eggnog!
That's right.
Oh, gee. I'm sorry, sir. I guess I should have finished going to the bathroom before turning towards you.
Perfectly all right. All right, boys. Bring in the hidden camera.
Hidden camera? You mean I'm...
That's right. Stu Funphone... That was your life.
Oh my God! Why didn't you surprise me? I'm pissed.
So am I, literally.
I can't believe it! I can't believe it!
Well, you better believe it. And your past is ready to be relived. We have an entire studio audience to see and hear the story of your life. Won't you come with me back to our TV station so that we may bring your past back to life?
Can I wash my hands first?
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with tonight's subject, Stu Funphone. Have a seat, Stu, and we'll begin your life. You were born in the thriving metropolis of San Francisco. From there, you and your family moved to Los Angeles, where you now reside. Your big break in life comes when you are 16.
I could have told you all this. I already know this.
I'm explaining to our home viewers and our studio audience. As I was saying...
Hold it! It's none of their damn business!
When you are 16, you get your first big break. You meet a man who influences the rest of your life.
That kid was nothing but a pain in the ass, and he still is.
Do you recognize that voice?
Yeah, that's my...
Wrong. Here he is, all the way from Burbank, California, your boss.
That's what I was gonna say.
Is Stu a good worker, boss?
I'll tell you, Ralph Stewart is a dildo. The damn kid can't do shit. Never seen a bigger dork in my whole life.
Then tell me, why do you allow him to work for you?
Because he works cheap. That's why, Spaz.
Well, thank you for being here, boss.
Say, boss, I... Wait a minute! Hold it! Shut up! Why can't I talk? It's my life!
But it's my show. Now shut up. At 17, you start a line called Funphone. You meet a lot of interesting people, but perhaps one of the most interesting is this person.
Stu is a good friend. During my pregnancy, he was right there. Natural childbirth was a breeze, thanks to Stu.
Yes, that's right. Your good friend, who we also surprised in the Encino Park toilet, Uncle Jeffy. Uncle Jeffy, how much do you value Stu's friendship?
I value Stu's friendship like the trees need the leaves. I value Stu's friendship like the sky needs the clouds. I value Stu's friendship like Jimmy Carter needs more teeth. I value Stu's...
Thank you. Now, folks,
please... I value Stu's friendship...
Shut up!
Don't try and fight it, Jeffy. It's his show.
That's right. Have a seat next to Stu's boss, Jeffy.
Hello, boss!
Screw you!
When you turn 19, someone comes up with a new machine for your joke line.
I designed a machine so that Stu's loud mouth would purposely dump the caller, because no one wants to hear that crappy joke line anyway.
Here he is from Santa Monica, the builder of the answering machine on Fun Phone, Mr. Tom Santa Monica. Why did you design a new machine for Stu, Tom?
Well, Ralph, everyone loathes Fun Phone just as much as I do. So I figured the best way to get even with Stu was to build him a machine that gives him nothing but trouble, so he'd be forced to disconnect.
But I'm still on.
It's my show, damn it. But he's still on.
Well, you can't win them all.
Well, thank you, Tom Santa Monica, for being here tonight. Now, we wanted another person from your past to join us here tonight for this joyous occasion, but unfortunately, he's still serving time at San Quentin. However, we do have him here on videotape. So, Stu, watch the monitor over there, and let's see our third telephony.
Hello, you turncoat! You're damn lucky I'm not there for that joyous occasion where I bust your ass! I know you've got those hot phones stashed somewhere, and damn it, when I'm out of here next year, I'll find every one of them, do you hear? Everyone! Hey, Warden, is that phone you have legal? Hey, Warden!
Do you have any hot phones, Stu?
Well,
thank you. Now, do you recognize this voice?
Hot phone is the lousiest line that I ever heard. The only reason I called is to get Stu's eagle up. They always know that I'm the only one who calls 150 times a day.
I don't think you know who that is. He's been going under about 75 different names for your mailbag tapes. He's actually the only person who calls your line. And here he is. Please welcome Alan West Los Angeles. Do you enjoy calling and writing to Fun Phone, Alan?
Well, 150 times a day gets a little hectic, but it's fun to listen to Stu think he's getting mail from all over the city from different people. But in reality, he's getting it all from me.
Why, you little you!
One more time, Stu, and I'll throw you out. I told you this is
my show. Yes, I know.
Well, thank you for being here, Alan, Fun Phone's only caller. Well, Stu, your life is just about complete. However, we have left one very important member of your past out.
Oh, no! No, you didn't! You didn't get him,
yes,
did
here
you?
Here from West Los Angeles is your old pal, Fluke.
Old pal is... Shut up! Old pal is right! I haven't spoken to this turd for 6 months! I hate his guts! And you have to go and bring him here to spoil this already spoiled evening!
Now, wait just a minute, Stu. We went through a lot of trouble to...
Were you calling a turd? They had to pay me to come here. And I'm not so crazy about you and your inflated ego either, fatso.
My inflated ego? You can fly around the world with your inflated ego, you fish!
At least I'm not... fat.
Get in, chicken of the sea! Get out of here!
Try and make me!
Come
alive!
Gentlemen,
fish!
Fat! You are so
fish.
Fat!
Oh,
you are so ugly!
You've got to get you!
Short.
I hate you, Jim!
Stu, there'll be a party in your honor at the West Hollywood Bene Nixon Hotel, and... we're a little late, folks. Good night.
Say something fishy! Fuck fish!
Fat! Fish! Fat! Fish! Fat! Fish! Fat!